PNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. It's a great day to be living here in the heart of Superior, California. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl, who has spirited Linda away to the wilds of Oregon, celebrating her birthday. I hope you call this morning. I don't like sitting here talking to myself, but I do have some things that are on my mind. I am not a friend of the LGBTQT movement. I am not an enemy of the LGBTQT movement. Yet, there's an article that has been driving me nuts since it appeared a couple of weeks ago in a news cafe. And for those of you that don't know, a news cafe is an online news source produced by Donnie Greenberg here in Reading. The website is anewscafe.com, and various people, many, many people, use it as an alternative news source to the Record Searchlight or television or radio, whatever. There is an article that came out a couple of weeks ago in the News Cafe, written by Sean Schwaller. Professor Schwaller grew up in Red Bluff, California. He teaches for the Department of History and Multicultural and Gender Studies at California State University, Chico, has a PhD in history, and his research interests include the study of race and ethnic relations and identity politics in the contemporary history of California. Okay, so we got this dude that grew up in Red Bluff, teaching a bunch of stuff at Chico State. And he writes this, he's writing this series of articles called In the Closet of Jefferson State. And in the first one, he talked about the economic realities of the potential for creating the state of Jefferson. In his second article, and there are still two to come, is titled Homophobic and White Christian Supremacist Hate. And you have to read the article, but it has so much unscholarly screed in it that I find it difficult to read. And it just irritates me. This whole thing about Christians being a homogeneous group is misinformation, in my opinion. Christians are as diverse as any other group out there. Christianity means follower of Christ. That's the definition of the word. And what the Bible teaches is that there are two big rules in Christianity, and they are love thy neighbor as thyself, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy mind. Those are the rules. And Jesus said everything else falls in the law is satisfied with those two rules. Now keep in mind, in Christianity came out of Judaism. The Bible is the history of the Jews in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament sees the foundation of Christianity, and there are several authors in there. If the highest priority for a Christian is to love your neighbor as yourself, and to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy mind, That's what Christians aspire to do. The fact that some fail at that means in the Christian theological arena that they sinned. So the churches are full of sinners. And to make that into, and I would grant that there are some who are vehemently opposed to everything the LGBTQ community stands for. I'm not one of those. I have friends that are in that category. I have Christian friends in that category. But I don't, you know, I'm not a friend of the movement. I'm not an enemy of the movement. I mean, it's their issue. It's not my issue. And I don't understand how a guy like this professor in Chico makes these leaps of logic. He goes at great length in this article to say that Bethel Church and the Christian majority are basically, you know, a pox on the North State, and somehow manages to tie the Matzen-Mauter murders to Bethel Church. In fact, he says specifically that the murders were due to the toxic language of Bethel Church and its leaders. Matzen-Mauter were murdered in 1999. That was a horrific thing. The first time I ever read about anything having to do with Bethel Church and their relationship with the LGBTQ community was in 2012. And then there was another article in 2018. So I don't know how they're guilty of the Matzen-Mauter murders. The Matzen-Mauter murders were a couple of wingnut religious zealots that didn't have anything to do with Bethel Church. So dump it all over Bethel Church makes absolutely no sense to me. And you know, under the law, the Judaic law, homosexuality was a sin. Under the Christian belief, where we love our neighbor as ourselves, we just love them. Because if under the Judaic law, it was a sin to be gay, it may or may not, you know, so what? That was the Judaic law. Under Christianity, I'm obliged to love everyone equally. See, Christianity is supposed to be a set of beliefs that is attractive, not repulsive. And if you're loving someone all the time, how can they be PO'd at you? You don't have to believe what someone else believes or practice what someone else practices. But you're supposed to love them. That's the rules. And so this guy, this doctor from Chico State, says that the boundaries of the state of Jefferson will create this white supremacist Christian wacko new state. Now, I'm not a giant fan of the state of Jefferson. I think it doesn't make much sense. But, I mean, if we were going to do something that made sense, we'd carve off Northern California and merge it with Nevada. I've been saying that for 25 years. It'll give them a deep water port at Eureka to go with their beaches, that what the whole state is. It won't create any new senators, so we won't have to deal with the egos in Washington, D.C., and we can just all get on with our lives. I mean, I wouldn't be any more poorly represented by the Nevada senator than I am by the California senator, so what difference does it make? Anyway, that's what I think. Jared, what's the phone number here? It's
605-4567.
Oh, I just see that there. 605-4567. I would like to take some calls. Give us a call. 605-4567. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comente. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays, including your birthday, paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray filling in for Carl Brock this morning. He's on vacation. Phone number here is 605-4567. Please give us a call. I want to talk about whatever's on your mind. A federal judge ruled Wednesday that students of the opposite biological sex must be allowed to share shower spaces and dorms at a Christian college in Missouri. I don't understand. understand all this. As it says, it's a victory. The news report I'm reading says it's a victory for LGBTQ rights. I'm trying to figure out what your sexual preference has to do with anything and why it's any of my business in the first place. I don't want to know. Don't tell me. I like you as a person, and, you know, I don't go around asking people if they're gay or straight. So, I mean, I'm not denying anybody right to anything. All I know is I had three daughters, and they competed against biological females. Showered with biological females. Why does a trans person need to be in the showers with my daughters? I don't want that to happen. It's not because I'm anti-trans. It's because I think that the criteria for example, sports ought to be biological, not self-identifiable. I mean, the fact is that men have, you know, longer muscles, you know, I mean, they're just built differently. If someone feels they were born in a male body but are truly female, well, that's fine. They can live their life the way they want to. And I'm certainly not in any position as a Christian to call anybody a sinner, because I'm the first among them. However, that doesn't mean that I want them showering with my daughters just because they self-identify as a woman. It makes no sense to me. The whole bathroom thing doesn't make any sense to me. I think that scientifically, we ought to be able to determine that this qualifies you as a woman, this qualifies you as a man, and if it applies, you know, apply it to Title IX and school sports and things, then if you meet the biological definition, scientific definition of a female, you can go run with females. If you're a male, you go run with males. If you're biologically enhanced in some fashion through hormones, I'm not sure you ought to be able to run with either one, whatever you are, because, you know, sports in its purest form shouldn't be using steroids and stuff like that, or any other thing. I don't get it. I'm sorry, but maybe somebody can call me and fill me in on it. There are other things on my mind. I just got back from Hawaii. It was painful to have to go. I mean, it wasn't painful to have to go. I didn't have to go. I wanted to go. But to get there is painful. First, you got to make a reservation on an hotel or an airplane or a condo or whatever it is, or all of the above. And you do that 3 months in advance, planning a vacation. The state of Hawaii has a rule that says you have to have a negative COVID test within 72 hours of your flight leaving the U.S. or arriving in Hawaii. So I put out all this money to go to Hawaii, to the airline and to the travel agency and the hotel and whatever else. And then I find out, because I go down to take the test, that I'm negative, and I knew I was negative because I've had both the COVID shots. But I've spent the money before I know if I'm going to get to go. And then I get there and I find out some amazing things. First of all, Hawaii gasoline is cheaper than it is in California. Like 15 or 20 cents per gallon cheaper. In Hawaii, they have to import everything. I don't have refineries in Hawaii. They get gasoline from us or from someplace. But what it tells me is that the gas prices in California, the gasoline prices in California, are as high as they are because of the government of California. It isn't price gouging by the gas companies or anybody else. Or if it is, it's been there forever. But the policies in California about you can only use gas that is refined in California and it has to have this and that and the other thing in it. It's the political policies of California that make gas so expensive. And trying to lay the blame off on somebody else, as far as I'm concerned, it belongs right at the feet of Gavin Newsom. Let's see. And then I heard on the news here just a minute ago, there was an ad for this recall of the Shasta County supervisors. I think that's one of the more ignorant things I've heard of lately. And I'm not a fan of recalls. There are lots of ways to solve a problem in government, if there is in fact a problem in government, other than you just don't like them because of the way they vote. If you don't like them because of the way they vote, vote them out the next time. But a recall? For what? You know, we need to understand that supervisors, county supervisors, are agents of the state. They're not the same as city council people. They're agents of the state. They are created in the state constitution. And they're obligated to follow state law. I mean, if they're obligated to follow state law, and you don't like state law, what are they supposed to do? You know, forget their oath of office because you don't like state law? Their oath of office is to uphold the state laws and the Constitution of the United States. And that's their oath of office. Got some group of people wants to recall them because they don't like what they did. Let me suggest to you something. Under the Constitution of the state of California, the top law enforcement officer in the state is the Attorney General. The Attorney General of the state of California can, in fact, order local district attorneys, even though they're elected, and local sheriffs, even though they're elected, can order them under threat of jail to carry out state laws. I didn't see the Attorney General order anybody to the Attorney General didn't order sheriffs to enforce masking, for example. And different sheriffs have approached it differently depending on the community or the county they represent. They're elected to people. If the state of California really cared about it, the Attorney General would have directed sheriffs to enforce the mandate that Governor Newsom put on all of us. But he didn't. And that left the sheriffs free to do whatever they do, and it left the supervisors free to either follow state law or defy state law, you know, to make the complainers happy and potentially run afoul of either the state or more. I mean, the way you get rid of a supervisor is file a complaint with a grand jury for effeasance. And we'll talk more about how that process works when we come back with your calls at 605-4567. We'll be right back.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician, 10 years experience preferred, full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician, 10 years experience preferred, full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Ken Murray filling in for Carla Lindabaugh. The phone number is 605-4567. This recall thing. If you think a supervisor isn't doing their job, you can always file a complaint with the grand jury. The grand jury has the ability to find, if they can find it, one of the feasances. The feasances are misfeasance, nonfeasance, and malfeasance. If the grand jury convenes and in their wisdom and research decide that somebody got elected and hasn't done a doggone thing since they got elected, they can file suit to have them removed from office. If they're not doing what you want, so what? They don't do what I want sometimes. But I don't want to recall them. I just want them to do what I want. And if they don't do what I want, then I'll elect somebody who represents my interests better. It just seems like a waste of energy to me. Back to Hawaii. I'm in Hawaii, and what a joke getting there. The other problem with being in Hawaii was that if you didn't have reservations, I wanted to go to a luau in Hawaii, and so I called the concierge at the hotel I was staying at, and I said, "Where can I go to a luau?" Said, "You can't. You had to book 2 weeks ago." I've never had that experience in Hawaii before. So if I want to go to if I'm going to Hawaii, the first of next month, which is what, next week, then I better have booked my luau 2 weeks ago. If you want to go dine out in a restaurant, you better have a reservation in advance or you won't get in. And you can't get there and make the reservation. You got to make the reservations before you go. And believe me, everybody in Hawaii is wearing a mask. Everybody. And so it's kind of an odd situation. The airlines have not allowed visitors from any of the Asian countries in. So there's no Japanese over there, no Koreans, and no Chinese. And generally, they are the largest international tourist group that visits Hawaii regularly. I would say that, I'll give you, the ABC stores are a big thing in Hawaii. They're like your local neighborhood where you go to buy soda pop and souvenirs. And they're everywhere. There's 43 of them in Honolulu. Half of them are closed. I've never seen an ABC store closed. But on an interesting side note, I found out the genesis of ABC stores while I was there. They were started by a group of doctors years and years ago. And all of the profits from ABC stores go to support the schools of Hawaii. The doctors don't get anything out of it, other than maybe the tax write-offs. Any event, if you're planning on going to Hawaii, book everything before you go, and then hopefully you'll get a clear COVID test 72 hours before you go. And friends of mine drove down to Sacramento to get the test and drove back the 30-hour test or whatever it is, and drove back 2 days later to get on the airplane. I was fortunate enough to be able to go to Walgreens on Lake Boulevard, and they had a 72-hour turnaround, but even that was kind of a hit-and-miss thing because we couldn't make an appointment to take the test until 3 days before the test. Well, by then I have to have already made all my reservations, have paid for everything, reserved my luau. It's worth going. There aren't very many people there, but the traffic is still horrible. Other thing in the news is this football hazing thing down at Cottonwood and at West Valley. And as I understand it, everything I know, from what I read in the newspaper, is that they had this baton or a pipe about the length of a baton with a ball on one end and just raw pipe on the other end. It's called some kind of stick. And the hazing was upperclassmen hazing lowerclassmen by trying to, by poking them with a stick in the butt. Sounds pretty horrifying. But I think about it. And when I was in school, we had hazing. I went to Newport Harbor High School in Newport Beach, Southern California. Hazing there amounted to what was called polling. around the grounds, there were these metal poles set in the ground, like across a sidewalk or a roadway. They could string a chain between to keep vehicular traffic up from entering onto the campus. Well, when the chains were up, you know, there was this 2-inch pole, 1-inch pole or something stuck in the ground. Upperclassmen would pick up a freshman, and everybody in my high school in those days wore Levi's, and they hadn't invented slim fit or anything like that. We just wore regular old Levi's, which had enough room in the leg that if you picked a kid up and set him down on the pole and ran the pole up his pant leg, up the outside of his pant leg, the kid would be stuck on the pole unless he took off his pants. There wasn't any injury involved, but there was a lot of humiliation involved. That was hazing. That was our hazing. You know, poking a kid in the butt with a pipe doesn't seem like safe hazing. And I, you know, hazing is boot camp is hazing. It's all about hazing or 13 weeks or something while they whip you into the shape they want you to be in, both physically and mentally, by tearing you down and building you back up in their own image. It is absolutely incredulous to me that the coaches out there weren't aware of it. That defies all logic. And I'm going to flatly state they did know about it. And if they didn't know about it, then they weren't involved enough in the lives of their students and shouldn't be coaching in the first place. So they knew about it. They saw it as harmless, apparently. Some of the kids were traumatized by it. I think it's, you know, I understand hazing, but by the same token, I think that was beyond the pole. That's what I think. If anybody wonders, somebody called in and asked what I thought, so that's why I thought I'd tell you. Cruises are, you can go cruising again to Alaska. And just to show you political power, the way the laws work in the United States, cruise ships can have gambling if one of their ports of call is a foreign country. That's why if you take a round-trip cruise to Hawaii, it stops, makes one stop in Mexico on the way back, just below the border. That way they can have gambling the whole time. Historically, a ship that never touches a foreign port can't do gambling. So the cruises to Alaska always stopped in Victoria, British Columbia. Now they're offering cruises avoiding British Columbia altogether because they got special legislation passed through the federal government allowing them to have gambling without having to hit a foreign port, at least during this pandemic. That's raw political power, folks. But I'm glad because I like going to Alaska and I love cruising. And what else is in the news today? Public schools and the teachers union, and they all ought to be back in session, but school teachers don't make enough money. Well, they make too much money if they're not working. They don't make enough money if they are working. I happen to think that school teachers ought to make what cops make, and we'd have less need for cops. We've got Betty on the line. Good morning, Betty. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I heard you at the first, when you first came on, and you were talking about the LGBTQ, whatever they are, mm-hmm. And that the Old Testament was for the Jews, and it also, and it considered that a sin, but the New Testament didn't. But my New Testament says in Romans chapter 1, 18 through 32, that it is a sin.
I did.
And that's the New Testament.
Yeah, I understand.
Believe the New Testament.
I understand.
So it's in there in the New Testament as well. And we just got to be clear about it. I mean, we don't hate people like that, but we do need to know what God says about it. So
I
just wanted to make sure you know, I'm pretty sure you knew that, but it's good to let people that don't know the Bible to know that too.
So, I understand that, but the Bible doesn't say it's my job, okay, to do anything but love them. And the Old Testament is, in fact, a history of the Jews, okay? And the New Testament is the new dispensation under Christ. And, yes, it says that in Rome, but it doesn't say I'm to judge them as going to hell because they're sinners.
No, you're right about that, because only the Word of God will judge.
Yeah.
It says the Word will judge at the end of the world. The word will be the one that judges.
Well,
it will be put out in front of people at the very end in Judgment Day, and you will see it, and it'll be right there in front of you, what you saw when you were on Earth.
That's
the way I believe it's going to be. It's going to be. I don't think anybody's going to stand up there and point fingers at people, but it's going to be the word. It will be out.
But in fact, there are people today pointing fingers at other people. Calling them sinners and this and that and the other thing. But
right.
it also says,
that's not the only sin there is.
Oh, absolutely
and
not.
Abortion isn't the only sin there is out there either.
No. Nope.
Abortion is forgivable. There's forgivable sin. All sin is forgivable. And so that's what everybody that call themselves a Christian should be saying. It is forgivable.
It is
a sin, but it's forgivable.
Let me suggest something to you, Betty. I'm an alcoholic, okay? Alcoholism is a sin and leads to other sins. And I have not had a drink in 34 years, okay? And I believe that only by the grace of God do I have any hope of a happy afterlife. It certainly won't be any of my doing. But my job is to be a beacon to non-Christians because of my behavior through love. It is not my job to point out your sin, and it isn't your job to point out my sin. I'm a sinner. I've got other sins, you know, too.
And everybody does.
That's why churches are all full of sinners, and they're not in any position to call out other people's sin. Okay, we're there to worship and to live the life that Christ taught us.
And everybody has the right to read the scripture and for themselves to see what it says and what is sin and what isn't sin. Everybody has a right. They're not out, you know. You can't keep the word of God from people and say and then point the finger at them. They have a right to read and find out for themselves, just like you did and I did.
But do they? But we don't excommunicate them because they don't see it like we see it. I mean, we're in the same boat they're in.
That's right. But it goes all different directions. A conservative isn't one of those neo-whatever. I mean, conservative people nowadays are treated like white people, like you're bad.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is upside down.
Well, I agree with that.
And if you want to know the truth, just read the scriptures, because it all comes out and levels it off.
All right,
I
Betty.
Think that the upside down. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling
Good
in.
Good to hear you on there. Missed you from way, way many years ago when you were on the other station. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Phone number 605-4567. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Ricker, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Our tribute concert series lineup will keep you entertained with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Performing today's pop charts, rock and roll, classics to country music.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets 15 each for a table of 10 for $130. Lineup and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College, www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Phone number here is 605-4567. Jared tells me the chat room's going crazy. I don't know what chat rooms are. I think a private club where people get together and see who can outdo each other in outrageousness. Who generally don't have the guts to call on the air, but that's just my opinion. 605-4567. You know, if you don't like what Newsom's done in California, there was an example of how to fix some of it without a recall. In Pennsylvania, there was a referendum by the voters, and they amended Article 3, Section 9 of the Pennsylvania Constitution and granted the legislature the ability to terminate the governor's COVID-19 disaster emergency declaration without presenting it to the governor for his approval. See, here, they could pass that, but the governor could veto it. They passed a referendum that said, you know, I don't care how hotsy-totsy you think you are, you're not going to, your megalomania isn't going to result in the state being shut down forever if the legislature decides that you've overstepped your authority. That's a way to fix some of these problems. And let's go back to this hazing down in West Valley High School. Does anybody think the coaches didn't know what was going on? Does anybody think that? I don't understand. I was driving in this morning, and I was thinking about the temperature change. It was like, I don't know, 50 degrees this morning. It's going to be 85 this afternoon. 50 years ago in Redding, if 40 or 50 years ago, you bought a house in Redding. You bought it with stucco on the outside. You could just plan on it cracking because older stucco homes didn't have the plasticity of newer stucco homes, and that sharp change in temperature caused them to crack all over the outside. And it was just because of the quality of stucco. And I was thinking, that I wonder how many people's houses are cracking today. But, you know, my mind wanders. Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, ran away in terror. It's funny. Lori Lightfoot is a lesbian black woman who is the mayor of Chicago. She has taken the position that she will only allow interviews by people of color because there are too many white journalists in Chicago. So there was a remodeling project going on somewhere that she was. Thomas Sowell broke through the plaster or the sheetrock, dusted himself off, and he wanted to interview Lori Lightfoot. She took off in terror. She didn't want to be interviewed by Thomas Sowell. I love Thomas Sowell. When I missed something earlier. When the Pennsylvania referendum passed, the governor there is a guy by the name of Wolf. He was opposed to the amendments. And he said that Republicans were injecting partisan politics into emergency disaster response in a thinly veiled power grab. He warned that the provisions of the legislature taking the pandemic declaration away from the governor, if he abused it or overused it, were a threat to a functioning society that must respond to increasingly complicated disasters. So one man, Governor Wolf, knows more about disasters than anybody else. What are you telling me, Jared?
I'm telling we have 1 minute left.
We do?
We do.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't have anything to talk about in the next 45 seconds.
I don't either. Play music. Anyway, we're here. We'll be here for another hour. 605-4567. It's open line. Anything you want to talk about, fair.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There will be no more virtual learning when classes resume in the fall in the country's largest public school system.
New York City Public Schools, 1 million kids will be back in their classroom in September, all in person, no remote.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio making that long-awaited announcement on MSNBC's Morning Joe program. Iran and the UN's nuclear watchdog have now agreed to a one-month extension of a deal on surveillance cameras at Tehran's nuclear sites, since this buys some more time for efforts to salvage the faltering Iran nuclear deal. President Biden sending Secretary of State Blinken to the Mideast to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders.
The president says he is dispatching Blinken to the region to build on last week's Gaza ceasefire by laying the groundwork for a resumption in long-stalled peace talks. Blinken will make stops in Israel, the West Bank, Jordan, and Egypt. The Biden administration was criticized by some Democratic allies for its handling of the crisis, but the White House defended its approach, calling it quiet, intensive diplomacy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Given that he has already had the coronavirus and that being infected provides some natural immunity, Senator Rand Paul says that he has no plans at this point to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The coronavirus continuing to ravage India, the death toll now topping 300,000 in that country. While new infections seem to be waning in the big cities, the virus taking a ghastly toll in the country's vast rural areas where healthcare resources are limited. Stocks are rallying this morning on Wall Street. The key average is sharply higher. The Dow is up 215 points. The Nasdaq ahead 186 points for gain of more than 1%. And the S&P is up 43 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi has appeared in court in person for the first time since the military arrested her when it seized power back on February 1st.
This was the first time that she was allowed to leave that secret place of detention somewhere in the capital, Naypyidaw. It was the first time she got to meet her lawyers. This has been a real source of concern for her that there have been at least five court hearings, and until now she's never actually been able to meet her lawyers in person. She's had video link conversations with them, but ones that are listened into by the security forces. So up to now there's been no ability by her to prepare any kind of defense.
That's the BBC's Jonathan Head. Western leaders condemning, as an act of piracy and terrorism, the diversion of a plane to Belarus in order to arrest an opposition journalist who was on board. The EU and others demanding an investigation into the dramatic forced landing of the Ryanair jet. News and analysis at townhall.com. Even as the airline industry struggles to recover from the pandemic, another startup airline has been cleared for takeoff.
In just a few days, Americans will be able to fly on the second new airline this spring. Breeze Airways begins flights Thursday, May 27th, aimed at secondary cities overlooked by bigger carriers like United and Delta. Another startup, West Coast-based Avelo, began flying on the West Coast last month. Ken Lorman reporting.
Michigan's Democrat governor is apologizing after a photo surfaced of her at a restaurant, apparently violating her own COVID-19 rules. Gretchen Whitmer is seen at a table with more than five other unmasked individuals. Under Michigan's COVID rules, no more than six people allowed per table. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 211 points, the Nasdaq ahead 189. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, this is Ken Murray, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning, who are celebrating Linda's birthday month by escaping to Oregon. I think Carl's going to be back tomorrow morning. I'm Ken Murray. The phone number here is 605-4567. It's open line. We can talk about anything that's on your mind. Jared just showed me the chat room. I don't know, who is Shostakovich? I'm looking at this thing and some of these people don't make any sense to me. Shostakovich. Here I'm reading the chat room. If I called in, I would have questions about the Ken handgun fiasco. Like, did Sheriff Pope yank his CCW after that? I had guns confiscated from me several years ago. And I think there were four of them. I had bought them from a man who I offered to just give the money to, and he wouldn't take money. He was having a hard time. He was having legal trouble. I didn't know what the extent of his legal problem was, but he was my brother-in-law, so he gave me the guns, and I gave him the money, and that was the end of it as far as I was concerned. Later, he was accused of stealing the money that he acquired the guns with, so they were illegally gotten, and the district attorney sent a deputy out, and they took the guns, and they were used as part of a lawsuit that resulted and my brother-in-law going to prison for theft. 4 years later, he got out of prison, and I still didn't have my guns back. And it didn't have anything to do with the sheriff's department. I didn't have a CCW permit. I'm not interested in having one. Personally, I think most people that have them ought to be taking Prozac instead, but that's just my opinion. I just threw that in, Jared, so the chat room would go wild, okay? In any event, when the district attorney at the time didn't like me at all, as I recall, I was on the city council, but in any event, when a new district attorney got elected, I wrote him a letter and said, please give me my guns back, and he gave me my guns back, and now they're safely locked up in my safe, where if a burglar tries to break into my house, I'll try to get to fast enough to open it to shoot him. But I'm complying with the law, if that makes any sense. So that's all the story about my gun thing. What is, who is this dude, Shostakovich? Hey, Shostakovich, give me a call. I'd like to hear you. I want to find out if you're a wing nut or just a guy with opinions and ignorant. Phone number here is 605-4567. Where was I before I got so rudely interrupted by my other thoughts? I was thinking that Carl and I ought to have a talk sometime about boot camp and whether it's hazing or not. It obviously is hazing, but a lot of funny things happen in boot camp. I mean, I got in trouble 3 times in boot camp, and every time it was for laughing at the DI. One time he picked up a kid and threw him up against the wall of this World War II barracks, and the kid went right through the wall. I thought that was hilarious. I wound up cleaning the latrine with a toothbrush over it. I bet that's my sense of humor. I think it's cruel and unusual to wake you up at 5 o'clock in the morning to jump out of bed, get dressed, get your bed made, and be out front in 15 minutes to do 30 minutes of calisthenics to go eat breakfast and then throw up. I mean, I think that's hazing, but that's just me. And it's the way it was. And nobody complained about it. Hey, Jared. Oh, Jared's disappeared. I'm out of control. Jared's my control. 605-4567. Somebody called and he's on the phone trying to talk him out of me or tell him that I'm whatever he's telling him. I went to the Air Museum in Pearl Harbor while I was over there last week. I hadn't been there before. And it was kind of interesting seeing some of the planes and some of the history of what happened and the growth of the Air Corps from the Army Air Corps into the Air Force, how that transition took place and the things that were the advances in technology, you know, things, you go out and fly in a brand new plane and you think that's today's technology and most of that stuff was there 20 years ago. And yeah, they're making new planes, but I guess absent SpaceX, whoever's going to pay $2.5 million to go see what the Earth looks like from 50 miles up. The new planes aren't really that much different than the old planes. And the technology is the same, but they're doing better. They're quieter. I used my points and flew first class. And that's kind of nice. I mean, they bring you things to eat. They bring you things to drink. You get to order off a menu instead of taking whatever comes in the plastic dish. I could get used to that. Unfortunately, the free upgrade to first class using my points represents the fact that I spent a lot of money on a credit card that I had to pay off. And despite them saying I got a free upgrade, it cost me a bundle, you know. And as far as I can tell, other than upgraded food, I didn't get there faster than anybody else. So, I mean, I'm not sure it was worth. They want like $2,000 more or something to fly first class, and I spent points. Now I don't have any points. And now the next time I go over there, I'll go like I always have before, in coach with everybody else, because I get there at the same time. Jared, go to a break. We'll be back in a minute.
1, 2, 3. tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comente. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion
starting April 1st through June 24th.
Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th.
Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th.
And one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 605-4567. It's the phone number if you want to call in. If you want to just talk to your friends who know how to type, you can go to the chat room. I don't even know how to get into it. I had to have Jared come over here and show me. I'm looking at this chat room thing here. It says, Board of Supervisors meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m., regarding decorum. This is from Happy Earthling. Chairman inside the chair. See Agenda R1. Majority of Board of Supervisors wants to limit freedom of speech, wanting no signs, posters, inanimate, no milling about the room, sit and shut up, no clapping, laughing, booing, raised voices, wanting to apply a county admin policy to us, the constituents. Although not a big fan of profanity at the podium, it is the right, and such a person can deal with the feedback of reputation. Call in live if you cannot attend. That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, you're not it's supposed to be a meeting of the legislative body of the county to take care of county business. And they invite people to speak on items of county business. And it doesn't take foul words, 15-minute demonstrations, clapping, booing, or anything to deal with county business. Whether it's the Board of Supervisors or one of the city councils of Shasta Lake or Anderson or Redding, the elected people either are interested or should be interested in what you have to say. And there are opportunities to speak. You know, I don't see any reason why people can't be civil in that. And civility seems to be going down the tubes as a form of communication lately. So, no, there isn't any space for booing or clapping or any of that kind of stuff. Keep in mind that the supervisors represent everybody in the county, including those in the supervisors' chambers during a board meeting, but not exclusively those in the chamber, because those that tend to show up are those with an issue. If I don't have an issue, I don't show up. So the supervisors are only hearing from people who have an issue with whatever is being proposed. And because they're elected officials, they presumably have a sense of their constituents and recognize that the speakers represent only a small percentage of their constituents. And they vote true to their own personhood. They were elected as a person. I'll never forget years ago when Fred Marler was senator from our area. I chaperoned a group of eighth graders down in the state capitol. And I asked Fred, I said, before you take a vote down here, do you look at the polls from your district? And he said, absolutely not. Because that was a common practice among a lot of legislators. They'd look at the polls and see which way the wind was blowing and vote accordingly. Fred said, I never look at polls. He said that when people decide that I'm not representing them, they can vote me out. It's okay. You know, I keep my head down. I do what I said I was going to do when I ran for office. And if they don't like what I'm doing, they can vote me out. That's your redress. Recalls because you're irritated. Because somebody doesn't want you booing or clapping or wearing a mask in a supervisor's chamber is nuts. Let's go back to the grand jury for a minute. I understand that the grand jury has still taking applications for the incoming grand jury. They had to extend it because not enough people applied. You should apply. If you're interested in government, go get on the grand jury. You'll find out more about government than you ever wanted to know, both the good, the bad, and the ugly. And the grand jury has tremendous power. The fact that they haven't, somebody said in this chat room, when's the last time they did anything in the last 10 years by way of issuing a feasance, for example? And that's one way of looking at it. There's another way of looking at it. The mere presence of the grand jury and the threat of being taken to court because of a misfeasance, malfeasance, or nonfeasance. And nonfeasance is the supervisor doesn't show up. He's not doing his job. So, I mean, yeah, the Board of Supervisors has a rule about it. If you miss X number of meetings, you're persona non grata. But the grand jury can find a nonfeasance and take him to a trial. I I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again. When I was on the grand jury several years ago, we got a complaint from doctors at Mercy saying that they were required to file, by law, to file reports if a drug-addicted baby was born. And on the grand jury we said, okay, that's worth looking into. And their complaint was that they filed the reports, but the county service departments that were supposed to be addressing that issue were just pitching them. They weren't doing anything with them. We launched the investigation, and when word got out that the grand jury was investigating that situation, suddenly the county service agencies that were supposed to be reacting to the doctor's report started doing it. And by the time we finished our investigation, there wasn't anybody to order to do anything because everybody was doing everything just because of the threat of the grand jury calling them on the carpet for it and taking legal action. So whether or not you think your voice is heard, you gotta tell the right people to get the hearing that you need. If you feel the supervisors aren't listening to you or aren't representing you, your district fairly, you can file a complaint with the grand jury saying he's misfeasant or malfeasant or nonfeasant or whatever. He's a jerk. The grand jury is not obligated to investigate it. But if their sense is that the community cares about this enough other than you personally, they can, in fact, take up an investigation. And just the investigation itself can make the supervisor's life miserable. There are other ways than recalls. Recalls cost a lot of money and rarely change anything. The notable example being Gray Davis. But then Gray Davis became a pocket toy for the Prison Guards Association, who got outrageous contracts and has screwed up law enforcement costs ever since. And besides, he wasn't a particularly popular guy to begin with. Just because somebody doesn't agree with you isn't a good enough reason to recall them. Run yourself. Get behind somebody who does agree with you. I mean, I don't agree with Patrick Henry Jones most of the time, but I would never vote to recall him because the right way to recall somebody is to just throw them out of office by replacing them with someone else. So, and to the person who asked if I was ever on the council with Patrick Henry Jones, the answer is yes, I was. The phone number here is 605-4567. I'm going to run out of things to talk about, which will make a lot of you happy, and on the other hand, it's going to create a lot of dead air if somebody doesn't call me and give me something to talk about. I'm going to interview Jared any minute now. How'd you get this job, Jared?
Somebody call in.
Jared says, I don't want to be interviewed. Did you have to have a special college degree to be a radio equipment operator?
I did not. It's a board that with buttons on it.
And, well, I can't do it.
And, well, yeah, it's not like, you know, you just get on here and do it, but it doesn't take too long.
How long did it take you?
Maybe a week.
It took you a week to learn how to push buttons?
Well, I mean, there's other things involved in this job. It's not literally just this, but just to run a single show, it's basically you look up music, you adjust volumes, turn on microphones.
So you're not listening to me at all?
Oh, gee, I really try not to. No, of course I listen.
kind of in the background of your mind while you're figuring what the bump.
Well, no, yeah, you know, that is true. I'm oftentimes perusing YouTube or, you know, looking for music. So, yeah, no, I'm not entirely listening to the conversation, but I do have to pay attention to some degree.
Okay, well, it's time to do your job, Jared. It's time to do the commercials. We'll be back right after this.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Ken Murray filling in for Carl and the Bot, who are taking a holiday. Phone number is 605-4567. I see Shastovich. Is that what it is? Shastovich?
Looks like Shastakovich.
Shastakovich?
Mm-hmm.
Says he knows me, but he isn't calling me on the air. So he doesn't know me very well. Maybe he's afraid of me. 605-4567. I'm going to find out what makes this studio tick. Since Carl's not here, Jared.
Good morning.
Is this a full-time job?
It's not full-time. It's about 30 hours a week.
Does it pay good?
It pays. I'll leave it at that.
Is Carl a good boss?
Carl is a good boss. And luckily I don't have to treat him like the Marine colonel that he is. I can just call him Carl. I'm not sir.
I was enlisted and I refuse to call him sir. So, why are you in radio at all? What's your
Didn't go to college. So,
didn't go to college?
Did not go to college. So, it was just a job at first, but I've been here about 6 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
You have any hobbies?
Well, not like making models or anything like that. I mean, I go outside and have fun with friends. I mean, I don't have a hobby.
Are you married?
I'm not married.
You're not married?
I'm not married.
You want to be married?
No.
Why not?
I suppose if I met a woman that I was smitten with for that long, I might. But
how old are you?
I'm 34.
Never been married?
Never been married.
You're a nice-looking guy.
Well, thank you.
Well, I don't want to marry you.
It's not just a face for radio?
No. You have a face for television.
Oh, well, thank you.
So maybe women ought to call in, huh? How do I arrange a date for you?
Well, just call in, 605-4567.
We'll screw up the show so bad Carl won't want to come back to it.
Well, he'll have to come back to pick up the pieces.
605-4567 if you want a date with Jared. I mean, we can give it away to the third caller, right?
I unfortunately don't think we're going to get three callers. We'll have to go with the first.
Maybe the guys in the chat room who are talking to each other, and it's kind of a private club that anybody can join, provided you have an obnoxious point of view and don't want to be identified by your own name. Oh, Carl's going to hate me for saying that, but he's the one that called me, so all the hate mail he gets is his fault. There's another thing that drives me nuts. If there's going to be a recall election, then there's got to be people running to replace whoever gets recalled. And I'd be very interested to see who runs to replace whoever gets recalled. One of my pet peeves is candidates for public office saying, I'm going to come in here and straighten out this overspending by local government. Wrong priorities, wrong this, wrong that. I'm going to go through the budget with a fine-tooth comb and find out why we're so screwed up and can't afford things around here. Now, everybody says, they use nicer words, but basically say they're going to clean up the act of the city or the county or whatever by getting into the nitty-gritty. And if you ask them as a candidate, well, what specifically? Well, I don't know because I don't have access to the information. Well, everybody's got access to the information. The problem is none of the candidates typically take advantage of that access. For example, there have been a series of workshops. The city of Reading is on a 2-year budget cycle. And there's a series of workshops where all the department heads come before the city council in the workshop, and the workshops are open to the public, and they're advertised. Nobody shows up. But if you sit through the workshops, what you find out is that these counselors or supervisors, all, they all have their personal budgets. They're all adults. They ran for office. They got elected. I don't know that any of them are personally bankrupt or anything, but they're confronted with, admittedly, a more complex budget. But I never met a supervisor, a council person, who wasn't in favor of taking money away from Peter to pay Paul. And they just don't throw money at problems because they don't have money to throw at problems. Why don't they have money? Well, because they got 11 different unions clamoring for the same pile of money, and they have strings attached to the money. I mean, for example, if it's in the county, most of their money is full of strings. They get money from the state, money from the feds, but the strings are you got to spend it this, and this. So some wannabe candidate runs for office and says, well, they're spending too much money on X, and X is a federal program, and all it is pass-through funds to Shasta County. They're not going to fix X, okay? People in Washington, D.C. need to fix X, or the state of California need to fix X. You know, there isn't that much discretionary money in the budget. City of Reading, 25 years ago, their budget was to about 55% public safety of their discretionary funds. That was for the city of Reading. Now it's about 67%. We don't have as many cops as we had before. So what are you going to do? Well, cops make too damn much money. Yeah, where are you going to find cops that are cheaper? Because there's a shortage. And if you don't pay more money, you don't have any cops. And then you got a different problem than you had when you had that, than you thought you had when you thought cops made too much money. I don't think cops make too much money. I think school teachers make too little money. But that's just me. That doesn't mean I was ever a pushover for the police department or the fire department or anybody, and everybody will tell you I was not. But just because you, as a candidate, think that the city is wasting money, you better have some facts. Because if you're just spouting off a philosophy, your philosophy is going to sooner or later meet reality. And reality is you don't have the freedoms that you thought you had. Maybe even you don't have the freedoms that you have with your personal budget. But all of those men and women that have been elected run a home or run a business or run something. And so what do you bring to the table, Mr. or Mrs. Candidate, other than you don't believe anybody? Or you want to take the county in a different direction, or you want to pass a, we are going to join Jefferson, or we're going to whatever. There's got to be more there. You know, you have to be open to the fact that once elected, you represent everybody in your district, not just the 10 people you had on your campaign committee. And so you raised enough money that you buried your component, got elected, your opponent got elected, doesn't mean it doesn't mean anything other than you got elected. You're not going to clean up anything. One of the most frustrating things about being in office, and again, I've said this before, but you can have five supervisors or five city council people agree on the top five priorities for the community and disagree on whether the top priority is the same on each of your five lists, because there'll be five different top priorities, even though you share all five, you can't agree on which ought to be the first one you address, and so none of them get done. That's frustrating, and it happens regularly. We're going to take a break. 605-4567. This is Jared's Dating Service and Free Fire Talk. Give us a call.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Thanks to you, our loyal guests, we're celebrating 28 years at the river. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and get ready for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun. Plus, the opening of our new restaurant, Seasons. And don't miss your opportunity to win a patio boat. It's our birthday all month long, so let's keep the party going. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 28-year anniversary celebration. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality healthcare. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. Thoroughly to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Well, I got me a fine wife. I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray filling in for Carl and Linda. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM, FNM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. And if you want to talk, it's 605-4567. And if you want to play with others, you can go into the chat room. I just picked up this brochure from the state of Jefferson. I haven't paid that much attention to it. And it says, Northern California has no chance of proper representation under the current governmental structure. Urban voters make decisions that adversely affect rural areas, whether intentional or not. Our votes will never count due to this legislation by mob rule. I mean, I would agree with those who believe there needs to be a new constitutional convention for the United States. I'm not afraid of that. I'd like to see it happen. One thing I don't read in any of the state of Jefferson proposals is they say return to common sense government by reducing taxes and regulations that strangle our economy. But nobody talks in specifics. What taxes do you want to and regulations do you want to remove that are strangling our economy? I mean, what strangled our economy to begin with was probably the spotted owl. So are you going to make it legal to kill spotted owls so we can get the timber industry back? But if you recall, when we had the timber industry, this was a largely Democratic area. Registration-wise, it turned from a Democratic area to a Republican area as the timber industry pretty much went down the toilet with the spotted owl thing and with the importation of wood from other countries like Canada. So what are you going to do to reverse that? I mean, the state of Jefferson proposal, it's time for 51 and their various advertising media. It's a lot about their complaints, but it doesn't tell what they're going to do. We're going to do it different. Well, tell me what's going to be different, specifically. Not now we're going to have more power because we represent ourselves and don't have to put up with coastal city dwellers dictating to our lives. Well, what have they dictated you want to undictate? That's legal. Okay? I don't know because nobody's told me yet, but I'm listening. You call me and tell me what the state of Jefferson is going to do for me in specific terms. 605-4567. Personally, I think the grand jury ought to investigate the hazing incident at Cottonwood at West Valley High School. I mean, it depends on what happens with the district attorney and everybody else, but it's just stuff that's on my mind. So what have we covered today? I'm encouraging you to go online to anewscafe.com. That's Donnie Greenberg's site. Good site. There's a lot of interesting articles on it. One of the things I like about Donnie as opposed to the Record Searchlight is Donnie's got guts. Searchlight has no guts. And frankly, I'd like the editor sometime to tell me why they quit endorsing or taking a position on anything political. Was that so they could get USA Today to buy them? Because it seems like one of the benefits of a local newspaper is the local opinion section, and the editor's opinion historically in this town hasn't swung an election one way or another, but it at least told us where the newspaper stood on people running for public office. And I think that's a valuable public benefit. I mean, if the editor of the newspaper is involved in the community, then the editor of the newspaper must have an opinion. I'm interested in what their opinion is. And since they quit having opinions, now they send out questionnaires to candidates and they publish the answers of the candidates. But they've abdicated part of the role that local newspapers have historically played. And is that because USA Today doesn't allow their individual papers to have individual personalities, or they draw the line at political endorsements because they're afraid somehow? Matter of fact, journalism has taken a step down the tubes. I'm not overly happy. I got my subscription to the Record Searchlight jacked up, I don't know how much. It's costing me $60 a month or something to take the newspaper now, and I'm not sure I get $60 worth of information out of it. I mean, outside of Buzz on the Street, which I find informative and useful, and the opinion page pieces from the local community, and the comics, and the crossword puzzle, I wouldn't take it. I only take it to see the comics, the crossword puzzle, the opinion page, and local news. I could care less. I mean, if the whole system has changed. I mean, it used to be we got all our news from the local news. Now there's a million ways to get local news, and they're all over the internet. I recommend Donnie Greenberg's site, The News Cafe, and I don't have a problem with the Record Searchlight other than they've gotten gutless. But that's my opinion. School, as of apparently June 15th, we get to go around unmasked again. And, you know, since I've been vaccinated, I think that the only people that ought to have to wear masks are people who haven't been vaccinated. And that would be a great inducement to go get it vaccinated. If I got vaccinated and I'm not at risk of giving you COVID-19, why should I wear a mask? You can wear a mask because you're at risk of giving everybody anything, because you have somehow fallen into the netherland of it's a government plot or something. It's going to sterilize us all through inoculations, or they're planting chips in our arms or whatever goofball thing that somebody comes up with. But the vaccines, in fact, work. And everybody ought to be vaccinated. They're widely available. If you're not getting vaccinated, you're just denying reality. And believing, I don't know what, you know, some aura that came to you in the middle of the night. In any event, like those in the chat room, I have a lot of opinions. A lot of people don't agree with them. Most people don't feel strongly enough, or don't think I would be a gentleman if they called in and debated me on my opinions. But that's okay. That's okay. I didn't form my opinions in a vacuum, and not hearing from Shostakovich in real time doesn't amount to a hill of beans to me. I just don't care. Other than I think it says a lot about character when a man isn't able to willingly defend their beliefs. I don't understand that at all. Well, I won't back down. And I won't back down on that. No, I won't. You can look forward to calling Carl tomorrow and tell him why I should never be on again. In fact, I encourage you to do so. Call Carl tomorrow and tell him Murray sucks. Or, if you like the show, call him and tell him that too. Now take some time and do a random act of kindness. You will have a better day as a result.
Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.